Given that there are tens of thousands of employment visas issued each year, and every one of them unique, it's hard to provide any particular example of a case which serves to illustrate what's required to definitively pass the employment visa approvability test. However, we do have one example to share which goes to show not only how the approvability test is considered in practice, but also how the Immigration Department are ready to buy into an argument that, once the facts have been checked out, simply stacks up in all the circumstances. Our client was the 19-year-old son of a Japanese eel farmer. At the age of 17, he left high school in Japan but had worked continuously on the family eel farm since he was 6 years old. His father was the president of the local eel fisheries cooperative in Japan, who had entered into an agreement with an eel farming concern in Shenzhen to provide technical assistance in the upgrade of their eel growing operations, with the intention, subsequently, for the Japanese cooperative and the Shenzhen eel farming operation to collaborate in supplying high quality eel products to the Japanese market, as the shortage of land in Japan made it impossible to supply sufficient eel product at the right quality to demanding Japanese consumers. The Japanese cooperative established a branch operation in Hong Kong and intended to manage their responsibilities to their Shenzhen partners from within Hong Kong, and this would be achieved by travelling in to visit them several times a week across the border in Shenzhen, and to begin to lay the ground for a tax-efficient entrepôt trading operation using Hong Kong as the trading arm to manage the export operations once sufficient quality product was capable of supply out of Shenzhen into the Japanese market. Our 19-year-old client was named as the Hong Kong registered representative of the Japanese cooperative and sent to Hong Kong to oversee the nascent plans on behalf of the Japanese operation. When we were approached for advice on the employment visa situation, we were initially quite sceptical that there was an approvable visa situation in play. Our client was very young, had no formal qualifications, and apart from a family connection to the president of a local cooperative, did not have anything particularly special about him. He was learning Cantonese but had no English language skills, but was trusted to ensure that the Shenzhen eel farm was indeed implementing the technical advice they were receiving from Japan, and that the China operation was slowly coming up to scratch. Moreover, the commercial plans for Hong Kong were initially very modest, and it was only after the technical challenges had been met that any real substantial investment was likely to be made in Hong Kong itself. When you combine this client's youth, his lack of formal education, inability to speak English, and the initially modest plans for Hong Kong, and the fact that the farm itself was in China, not in the HKSAR, we weren't hopeful. However, after we questioned him deeply about actually what was so special about him for this role, in addition to his family connection, which in of itself was important in the grand scheme of things, we discovered that there is an inherent skill in all eel farmers that not everyone actually possesses. In a sense, it's like chicken sexing. Namely, you can pick up a baby eel from a cohort of newly hatched and understand from the way that they flick their tails as a juvenile whether or not the genetic makeup of that batch is likely to survive, prosper and grow to sufficient weight within the time allocated to production. When these young eels are held in the hand, the skill in assessing their viability is an integral element of the technology experience understanding and underpinning the collaboration between Japan and Shenzhen, and our client had it. When preparing his case, we researched deeply into this phenomenon and provided the Hong Kong Immigration Department with all of the core research papers indicating that this was in fact, albeit strange, completely true. To their credit, the Hong Kong ID accepted the argument and approved our client's visa. As a postscript, a few years later I was given a talk to the Hong Kong Human Resources Institute and included this example in my lecture. There was a small team of senior immigration officers present, and in the post-talk chat, one of them mentioned that this case had come across his desk and there had been a discussion about the uniqueness of the situation, and that they had to conclude that the human capital element of the situation was sufficiently satisfied to warrant an approval, even though it was a significant exception to the way that employment visa approval policy usually plays itself out. So the key takeaway from this example is that employment visa cases, if argued completely on their merits, can be approved even in the most unlikely of circumstances.